Thank you for welcoming me to FOSDEM and the Raku Dev Room today. I'm really looking forward to sharing my experience with Raku with you all. My name's Steve Rowe, as I mentioned, also known as P6 Steve. I've been coding in Perl 6, now known as Raku, for about 5 years now, mainly focusing on the module side of things, as you'll see when we go through here. And the idea today is to talk about how I've used Raku grammar in practice on a real problem. I count myself to be a sort of medium level programmer, so nothing too sophisticated here. Certainly they wouldn't let me near the compiler core dev team or anything like that. So here we go. So look, what one feature that this is the abstract that I've submitted with my paper. I just wanted to sort of highlight a few things here. You know, grammar is the built-in Raku grammar is quite unusual for any kind of programming language. It is true to say there are some specialist languages that either purely do grammar, or there are some languages which have, you know, powerful modules that add grammar, like a recursive descent module in Perl, for example, that some of you may have used. But I'm hoping to illustrate today how the built-in grammar with Raku that comes along with the code is more friendly. It's more easy to get at to and from objects and get your code objects from the grammar. You can get grammar as an object from your code and to become really a practical tool in the same way that Perl originally introduced regexes to the world. Now this really builds on that. And we'll talk a bit about the evolution there too. Another thing to cover before we dig in too deeply is I mentioned at the beginning here that I have been working for a few years in Raku. And what have I been doing? So I've been working on a set of modules. It's basically a family of modules that I think of as physics measure. And the idea you'll see in the middle of the screen here in red, this is a physics measure class here right in the middle. And physics measure brings together three different kinds of other classes into one. So it combines a real number, it combines a physics error, and the error itself is a number, and it combines a physics unit. So you end up with the three components of a physical measurement, right? So I've got my value, my error, and my units of measurement. We also have a physics constant, module two that works, works seamlessly with the physics measure set of modules. And then today I'm going to be talking about another module called physics navigation, which is basically a consumer of physics measure. And you'll see today how it uses physics measure, some of the concepts, and adds a new set of objects and classes to, you know, via a module extension to Raku. So we now have latitude and longitude built in. We have the notion of a bearing angle, so I can be traveling, you know, 45 degrees to the northeast. Has the idea of a position, which combines a latitude and a longitude, and it has the idea of courses and vector. So vector is go toward a bearing for a distance. That's a vector, and you can do that over a measure of time, and that tells you what your velocity is. Okay, so this all sits in the context higher up here. You'll see all the black stuff and going up to Mu, which is the core object class within Raku. So everything within Raku is an object. So the real numbers, rational numbers, and so on, duration of time. So all these things. So I'm basically extending that core module system using the Raku OO to do the magic and composition that's provided through roles and through inheritance. Cool. So physics navigation. I'm going to talk today about this module and focus on this one. This is the context of the grammar that I've created. It sits within the physics navigation module. And so to get started with that, what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to bring in another window over here. Let's just pick it up. So what do we have? So this is within GitHub. This is a sister GitHub repository called Raku Yacht Navigation, which is really a workbook which talks through how all these navigation concepts in an educational way, how they all hang together. And what you'll see here is if I scroll down, there's the instructions for Jupyter Notebook on Binder. So let me just click Launch Binder here. So this is happening live. I must admit I did warm up the binder earlier. It can take a couple of minutes if it's not warm. Otherwise, it takes 10 to 20 seconds to fire up. And just for those of you who are not familiar, Binder is the hosting partner solution that goes alongside the Python Jupyter Notebook. So what we're going to see in a minute is a Jupyter console that contains Jupyter Notebooks. And those notebooks themselves, as you'll hopefully shortly see, can really be effective in an educational setting. Yep, so it started up now. So that was, you know, no cheating, that was live. Feel free to go to GitHub and try it yourself. You can see here I've created 9 notebooks here, which are a set of chapters, which are going to